flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com or call them up 832-930-6181. The Cats will be back on the ice tomorrow night. Late night with the Cats. 10 o'clock is your puck drop from the Shark Tank in San Jose. San Jose, a hotbed for Strikeforce MMA back in the day, Leroy. A lot of great fights. The Diaz brothers, Scott Coker's promotion back in the day. A lot of those fights at the Shark Tank.
Damn, I lost my little plastic bag.
Didn't listen to a word I said.
I did.
No. You didn't.
You said the Shark Tank was...
Don't you hit me back with you just said the Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Anyway. They'll be back at it tomorrow, looking to bounce back and see if they can get this to a winning road trip. The Cats lost 2-1 to the Kings in a very, very close affair. You know, very, very even game. Paul Maurice very happy with everything. He's keeping it even keel. You know, I would say like for this, you know, for this, they got to get this one. This is a terrible team that they're taking on. And then, you know, we got to go to the Vegas thing is going to be a show. Because they always put on a show there. So the Cats got to put on a show in front of Vegas. You always got a little bad blood for a team that beat you in the Stanley Cup final.
Yep.
So
even though you won one since,
kind of over it, dude. You don't
it's
get over it.
Be over it.
I'm not over it. All I can think about is Kachuk's crack sternum.
You're not playing.
I feel like Kachuk. You feel like Kachuk takes over Vegas. I feel like he's willy nilly at the blackjack table.
Willy nilly.
Yeah. But see Kachuk. Yeah, he's at that blackjack table, Paul. You know where he's at. Getting after it.
One second. I need to go get my dog deterrent.
Oh, dude, please do. Please do. Meanwhile, we'll get to the rest of our headlines here. As the Miami Heat, they lose yesterday to the Milwaukee Bucks. They get hammered.
Mollywop.
125-96. Got preempted, got kicked off national television yesterday. It was so bad. Kicked off national television.
Hold on.
Kicked off.
The joke is funny, but I want to be right. I want facts to be explained and told.
Sure.
That game was going to be moved to True TV the minute the Lakers Celtics started because they announced that the fact that the game was an hour late. They were going to do
it. Yeah, it got pushed back because they couldn't get in from New Orleans.
So they were going to do that regardless. They were going to move it to True TV. Seriously. That's what they said.
I don't think so, dude.
Why did they say that? Because I get the, you know, I'm in that group heat chat, you know, that group.
They said that regardless they were moving there?
Yeah, they were going to move it.
Because they said they were going, just because of the, just by why? Because it was marquee?
Yeah, the Lakers-Celtics.
You're telling me if that was a one-point game, they would have bounced it to Impractical Jokersville?
Yes. They already announced it because of the fact that the game was moved an hour, pushed back an hour because of the whole travel situation. But the Lakers and Celtics, remember, this is rivalry week.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest rivalry in the NBA?
Lakers-Celtics.
So what do you think is going to take center stage and more precedence?
No, I understand. So telling me if that was actually a good game, you would actually bounce.
They already announced it. Yeah, they announced
that
it.
I didn't hear them announce that. When did they announce that?
Hey, you want to see what my Dougie deterrent is?
Sure. I can't see. What are you?
This is it.
A bag?
Plastic bag?
Plastic. He hates a plastic bag. So if I go get the plastic bag, so he left. I didn't even have to do nothing. I just grabbed a plastic bag.
Tears K. Sixth.
He runs like a little baby.
Tears K. Sixth is Tobin versus Joe Cronin. Oh, Joe Cronin has to be howling this week. He beat the Heat, and then Damian Lillard dropped all those bombs on Miami. Sometimes the bad guy wins. I don't know what to tell you.
Not suffocating dogs. Oh, my goodness. What's wrong with you guys?
This guy's, what are you doing?
I don't know.
But nonetheless, meanwhile, it was a terrible showing by the Heat, though, Tobin.
Yeah, it was a terrible showing.
It was. And when the game started, here's what they do. Here's what they do now to me. Every first quarter, the game starts. And I'm like, uh-oh, we balling tonight. And now, we not only have a third quarter, but for some reason, it has leaked into the second quarter going into the half.
Yeah, and the Heat have been really bad defensively this month. I'm sure Jimmy Butler being in and out of the lineups has not done that any favors from a connectivity standpoint. I do like the idea of Bam and Ware, and I do not want to move off of it, but I do think that's going to take some adjustment because Bam is that, back line of communication for everybody. So you wonder how that's going to take a little bit of adjusting too, of getting things going. But also, I do think from a defensive standpoint, I think when you shoot, what did they end up shooting last night from three? I mean, it was horrific.
I mean,
I think that
Gary Trent was.
Yeah, yeah. Gary Trent was incredible. But like from the Heat standpoint, I think they shot like 23% from three yesterday. It was insane. Like they, good looks. 23.5%, 34 of 92 yesterday from three-point land. Sheesh. What the hell? Duncan was 3 for 12. Tyler was 4 of 13. Terry Rozier, 0 for 4. Oof. Kalel, 2 of 7. Meanwhile, Damian Lillard, 5 of 14. Gary Trent, 7 of 10. Woof. It was a tough one to watch, for sure.
For a team that even warm up. Oh, man.
I know. I mean, they warmed up. It was the first 3 minutes when the Heat were up 20-5. Like that was their warm up.
They treated up like layup line.
Pretty much. That's what happened. The other thing with the Jimmy Butler news. So this was weird yesterday. Jimmy Butler.
Is there anything in this situation that could be considered weird?
All of it?
But that's what I'm saying, like, when you get to a certain point, like, as where we are right now with the Jimmy Butler thing, like, the only thing weird you could say to me is Jimmy Butler and the Heat made up and he's going to stay.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason this is, I guess, I use the term weird. It's just funny.
Right.
So yesterday there was this just throwaway line again from Marcus Spears on ESPN NBA Today, where he says the only place Jimmy Butler doesn't want to go is Memphis. It's the only place he doesn't want to go.
Why?
I don't know.
Spot where he would fit better than the Suns.
I mean, from a basketball standpoint, seems to make the most sense. And, the way that would fit. But I think that the reason he doesn't want to go there and the reason that he wants to go to Phoenix is because Phoenix is going to pay him. And I don't think Memphis is maybe even looking at this as like a rental, like just bring him in and hope he opts out. Like, let's see if we can bring him in for the stretch run. But he said yesterday, I was told today from someone close to the situation that his wish list is just out of Miami, with the exception to Memphis. He does want to finish his career wherever he goes.
So my question is why is he like, does he not think that he's turned a lot of these teams off to wanting him because of how he's played and acted the last 6 months?
Yeah, I'm sure that's turned off a lot of teams, except for one.
Right. Well, because what did he say? You're only as good as your options.
Yeah.
And so, like, they're looking at, do we want to pay Jimmy Butler $50 million or do we want to play Bradley Beal $50 million? So that's how they can justify this.
Brian Windhorst said today, the Grizzlies are lurking in Butler trade talk, sources said, and have been in contact with Miami during the process. Sources have theorized if Memphis can acquire him for the playoff run and also free up cap space this summer, that's where their interest might lie. So none of that is about extending Jimmy Butler, which would tell you why he's not interested in going to Memphis. And so
we got
to
read.
It still remains that he only wants to go to the, but like the thing would be interesting. And I don't know what, this is the gamble that Memphis would want to take. If he did go to Memphis, if they did trade for him, if we all just said, hey, be damned, the Heat, they get off of Jimmy Butler, you know, they don't have, you know, much money to take back or whatever. From that standpoint, does Jimmy show up to Memphis?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like on one side of your mouth, you're saying anywhere but here. And then on the other side, you say, but I have a list of teams I won't go to.
Right.
And it's not anywhere but here.
Does he have beef with Justin Timberlake?
No, I think they were hanging out this summer in Sweden.
And yep. Timberlake's part of Memphis, right?
He is.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? You have a ready to win championship team.
Here, Vlad.
Okay. I mean, we know what the problem is, the money. But you're talking about money in the next 2-3 years.
There's only one team that would extend him.
Because they're already putting that money into Bradley Beal.
I don't know if you saw the inside.
Really a no-lose situation for them.
Did you see inside the NBA and how Shaq and Barkley and Kenny going at it? Shaq was representing the player side, even though, and I respected that he took the player side, and because he's done the same similar thing. Mm-hmm. So he was expressing how he would look at it. And Charles and Kenny looked at it the way Leroy and pretty much everybody else is looking at it. You want a contract for 2 years from now? Like you already signed your contract. You're going to get paid for this year and next year. You should honor it.
When you have $100 million guaranteed for 2 years, I understand everybody makes a lot of money in this league, but it's not going to garner a lot of sympathy for why you're not playing hard.
But
it's just not.
See, I don't have a problem with Jimmy being upset that the Heat didn't extend him. I don't have a problem with any of that. Right? Get as much money as you can. Where I fall and where I have an issue with this whole thing is you told you was going to come out and ball.
Mm-hmm.
You did not.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you're refusing to play and earn the money they're paying you this year because they won't pay you 2 years from now.
And you don't want to risk anything.
That is a hard thing to swallow for me.
And the other thing that's hard to swallow is like, okay, you don't want to go to the number 2-3 team in the West. Like, wouldn't everything that would shut up about anybody paying you would be on an incredible team, go on an incredible postseason run? Who wouldn't then give you your sweetener deal, like, by the end of that?
Right.
Like, someone's going to do it. If you were able to take the Grizzlies to the Western Conference Finals, you don't think somebody's going to pay Jimmy Butler that extra whatever the hell he wants in the offseason? So that has been the thing that's been the most interesting about it is I'm like, Jimmy basically seems like he has gone about this. I have found my sucker. I have found my big fish. It is in Phoenix. I want to get there. That's the most important thing to me. Not proving it to anybody else. I feel like I've proven all I've had to prove. I don't want to prove anything else. Now that I have a guarantee or a wink, wink guarantee from somebody else, that's where I want to go. But if you really wanted to go prove it, you could have done it this year with Miami, like Pat Riley told you to. You didn't want to. You feel some type of way about it? Okay, fine. You won't do it with a team that's very clearly in line to contend.
The other thing is he didn't do anything to help facilitate the trade he wanted. And that is, by not playing, you raise more questions by other teams who may have been interested in maybe giving Jimmy that extension, which I don't think there were very many. I told you, the only reason why Phoenix wants to do it, because they're looking at it as, would you rather have Jimmy Butler for the $60 million or the $110 million, or would you rather have Bradley Beal? And they're like, we're paying it anyway. Let's get Jimmy Butler. That's it. It just...
You're mute. You're mute.
Sorry, I was... All right, I'm sorry. I was looking at something.
What does that have to do with your mouth?
I was clearing my throat.
Okay.
And you were yakety yakking, so I was clearing my throat. And then I got distracted by this picture online.
Okay.
And this picture is, I don't know if this is real or not.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
But apparently, there's a picture going around right now from something... When is this? This is today? All right, it says it's today. It's something called Enjoy Basketball, Enjoy B-Ball. They have a photo. This is from at Drew Starr, who's like number one trade rumor aggregator on Heat Twitter. And they retweeted this photo. It says, Jimmy Butler is in New York City today serving coffee. And it's Jimmy Butler in a winter coat. And the Heat take on the Nets tomorrow. Is he going to pull a WWE and buy a ticket?
See, I like that. But you, no. Don't say that, because we all thought he was going to do that in LA. So if he does that in New York, it's not, we can't say it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't pulled that card yet, though.
Well, LA was under fire, so he might have not wanted to be in LA. But
if you're suspended,
mm-hmm.
are you allowed? I know in some sports, if you're suspended, you're not allowed in any arena.
I don't know. You might be right, Leroy. I don't know. Maybe he goes Bobby Valentine mustache. And by the way,
Bobby.
And by the way, you think Jimmy Butler's following rules right now?
Right.
What if Jimmy Butler just drops in on the Nets broadcast?
Start talking to Richard Jefferson.
All right, yes,
I would guess Richard is not a fan of not playing for the money you're making now.
Shaq was supporting Jimmy.
It's hard to see. I get what Shaq is trying to do, and I kind of preface my whole argument when I have it is I'm all for a player trying to get as much money as possible, but also doing it while earning the money they're paying you now. This is not the last year of your contract, right? This year and next year, you're guaranteed $100 million. So that's your starting point. To get mad at a team because they wouldn't pay you after the contract by not playing, it just doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like football. Football, you don't have these guaranteed contracts.
No. All right. Well, I got video of this. I'll bring this to you guys. We'll see if we can dissect whether or not Jimmy Butler's about to pull a Hulk Hogan and just jump into be courtside for Heat Nets.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow to just bring more chaos to the situation. Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. All right, so doing some boots on the gram, Leroy.
All right.
It does appear Jimmy Butler is in New York. It does appear that he is in New York doing something with his coffee. You know, he's...
he might be opening stores there.
Maybe. Maybe he's opening up a new branch, a new location. Man, that is a lot of coffee he's sucking down.
Hey, yo.
That dude. I'm just saying, he is.
Hey, yo.
Gonna be revved up like Conor McGregor on that yayo. It's a lot of espresso, dude. He's apparently taste testing Big Face Coffee in New York this morning. Of course, the Miami Heat play the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know. All right. He could raise up those prices there in New York. You know, people spend some good money for that coffee.
People spend more money. I feel more than the Design District, eh? I don't know. What do you make of it, Leroy? You think he's going to pull a WWE tomorrow?
I don't know if he can.
What do you mean he can? He could buy a ticket.
Breaker.
I don't. If you're suspended, I don't know if you can go to the arena.
Suspended?
Let me ask you.
To what arena?
I don't know. Again, I don't know. The rules are different in different sports.
You think they have like a bolo there? They're like, hey, do not let this man in the arena?
No, I'm just saying if you are suspended from your team, you can't then show up in the stadium.
Maybe yours, maybe Kaseya Center he can't come show up to, but he can show up to the Barclays.
I said I'm not sure.
I think you're 100% right. He can't. I think you are right about that. But that being said,
yeah, Kyrie was courtside when Brooklyn suspended him.
No, but he was suspended for the COVID.
And I don't think he was supposed to do that. The point is, like, it, like, what else is he there for, right? Like, is he not just there to cause more headlines and disruption?
He's there to be Tobin.
What does that mean?
You know what the hell that means.
I don't know what that means.
Cause
chaos. Because he knows that there's people out there who are going to look at this and do exactly what you're doing right now. Just admit I'm wrong. No, I don't. I never said I was right. I'm like, I think there is a rule. If you were suspended, you can't just go to the game.
I don't think you're wrong on that. I definitely don't think as far as like a team is concerned, you're not supposed to be there. I'm just wondering, like, if whoever, like, if his agent buys a ticket, can he not just go into the game?
I don't know.
Usher going to stop him and be like, sorry, sir? Like, does... You know, I don't know,
but the whole point of this exercise, right, is somebody gonna put Jimmy on Instagram and then they gonna go get him. Or here's why it won't happen. Because what then if the Heat can then suspend him again?
They could, I'm sure.
Right. So it'd be like, I don't understand why you're throwing away all this money.
I don't either. I don't like that. That was one of Barkley's points yesterday. He goes, I don't care who you are. $3 million is $3 million. You're just throwing that away. Even if you don't see it for a year.
Who cares?
You know, like who wants to live in that world where you're just getting paycheck after paycheck getting taken away? But he does seem like, you know, at the point of, I don't know. The damage is done for him, I guess. I don't know.
Valid point, Dave South. Jimmy don't want to be with the Heat when he's actually playing. Why would he then go somewhere else and be with the Heat?
I don't know. but why would you go to New York like on your suspension?
Why not? Go see Tibbs at the Garden.
That's funny, right?
Cause drama. What, the Knicks are at the Garden tonight?
All right.
And, you know. Just so cause drama.
He just shows up courtside to another NBA game, but not a game that he's associated with.
Why, you can go to other NBA games. I guess the only games you're not able to do is the games that you're.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I don't even know what the rule is.
I don't think you're wrong on the rule. I don't think you're wrong on the rule too.
I think the Kyrie situation was just different, but I think if you are suspended by a team, you are not allowed to be on the premise.
Of their activity or in any NBA activities?
Of their activities. You can go to any other NBA game, but I don't think you're allowed to go. I don't think you're allowed to go to any game. Well, listen.
That don't sound right.
Well, I mean, if I'm suspended, that means I'm off. Like,
if that's the case, if Jimmy really wanted to be difficult, go to a Phoenix game.
That's funny.
Point for Lee.
I don't understand. Here's the thing. If your decision is solely based on money, why are you just giving $3 million away?
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm sure he's like, what is it? I'm really getting suspended for, like, I think that's probably going to be his thing. It's like, you're really suspending me for something? You let me do my entire career with you guys? They're like, yup. Like,
they gave him a warning beforehand?
They might have. Or maybe they didn't. Like, they're just like, yeah, we're not betting the rules for you anymore. Sorry, suspended.
Let's stop with this, man.
It's petty. It is a petty back and forth.
It is. They're trying to be the king of petty. They're trying to be Richard Petty.
But Jimmy's not.
They're not going to win. Jimmy's not going to win. And this is not a good look for Pat Riley and the Heat in pursuing other free agents and stuff like that, because they're going to know about that. Agents talk, players talk. This is not going to end well for either side. But they have to break up. Like, it's just because it's affecting the team.
My thing is at 35, the one thing that you want to show is that you can still play. D-Wade was right from the Heat side standpoint. If the Heat offer somebody $300 million, they ain't going to say no. Right? They ain't going to say, oh, I saw that Jimmy situation. They ain't going to say no. But on the other hand, if teams are now looking at Jimmy and watch him play and watch how many times he's out and watch all these things and then watch what's going on each organization that he's left, he's making it harder for teams to say, okay, I'm all in on Jimmy.
We'll take a break. We'll mix things up coming up next, back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
How was your basketball escapade yesterday? Did you guys win?
Yeah, how was that?
We won.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Wow.
Are you serious?
I'm very positive.
Marcos is going to be furious. Serious. So basically what you're telling me is...
Wow, the ringer really worked, huh?
The what?
The ringer. You know what we said.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he must have been unbelievable.
He must have been. What'd you guys get? You guys got Power 96 Power Forward?
We had a very interesting team for sure.
Hire Glenn Rice? Like, I don't understand. How did the lava go from the bums of the league to the number one champion?
We didn't hire Glenn Rice, but Glenn Rice was there.
It's twofold. One, all those other teams that weren't came there. In with semi-pro guys weren't there.
Mm. Yeah, they and were not there.
Two, yeah, clearly.
I heard somebody...
I will say, there was a lot of people there that they looked intimidating for sure.
Somebody's husband in the sales department was a hooper.
Yeah, clearly. Mm-hmm. Clearly. Because I know what? The team that we had last year.
That person was going easy on everyone. So he played fair.
Let me ask you this. So we had a great NIL ringer, and the ringers from last time were gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you see. That's it. We played the game. We played the game this time.
And actually, since last year, we were the first ones to play. This year, we were the third ones to play. And we made it all the way to the end. And there was a girl there that played like Caitlin Clark. That's what
wow.
We
yeah. Yes. Very impressive. All right, let's get to the mixed bag. Vlad, can we get Sean McVay, Rams coach? Season came to an end last week and says that he wants some clarity on what Matthew Stafford's future plans are sooner rather than later. Here was Sean McVay.
I think sooner than later, being able to get that clarity, understand, clear, open, and honest communication. I think there's a lot of love coming from our part. I think there's a lot of appreciation coming from his part as well. I think a lot sooner than later, Jordan.
All chaos is breaking loose right now, Leroy.
Not Jimmy's fault.
Sean McVay doesn't want us to know whether or not he's going to keep his quarterback around. He's like, you guys, you shut up. We're not going to find out. By the way, I did hear him.
It was playing off the computer. That's why you didn't hear it.
Who heard him?
The people.
They did? Did you hear it, Leroy?
No, I didn't.
You're not going to hear it because it's being played. Was played off the computer. So you're not going to hear it, but they did.
Well, I kind of need to hear it, Vlad. I need to be able to react to it, dude.
Right.
Well, you know, give me a second here. I had to wait for it to export, you know?
So I thought that you did. My bad, dude. I thought when you gave me the cool, I thought that meant that.
I thought you were going to go maybe the other people, like the other cuts that you said, like AJ Brown. I had those two transferred, but you went Sean McVay.
My bad. I will go AJ Brown. We'll go. We'll give us a little NFC Championship preview. AJ Brown, reader of books on the sideline, says he doesn't care about his numbers.
I can't worry about what happened in the past or even these past few games. Only can look at the film and learn from it. Like I said, after the game, you know, I'm okay. We won. I had some incredible blocks for the spring touchdown. So regardless of if the numbers are not there, I know people care about that. But right now, you know, none of that matter.
You believe him, Leroy?
Yes, I do. I know he wants to be an active participant, but it's hard. Here's what I would say. It takes a unique and selfish individual in sports for your team to be winning and you complaining about yours. Like, that doesn't come across well ever. Ever. So the fact that and see how they kind of, the questioning probably brought him down that path, right? Oh, you worried about, you know, your numbers and whatever. Like, dude, we're in
the
championship game.
Yeah, I would equate, though, if I were to say person right now in the league who is worried about their numbers, I would say AJ Brown's number one. Like, that beef between him and Jalen Hurts, even their own teammates said that they had beef during the season. They had to, like, walk back.
Well, yeah, but then here you have to be realistic. If you catch three balls for 60 yards, right, and your quarterback only throws for 150, it ain't like your quarterback throwing for 370 and you only catching three balls. You still catching a majority of the damn passes. So the numbers get skewed, but the importance of those numbers if you look at the numbers overall, or like, yeah, he's still playing a pivotal role in it. But because we don't see the 100 or the 125 yards worth of receptions, our dumbasses aren't smart enough to look and go, he only threw for 150. He had 60 of them, right?
Yeah.
So that and I lived through this with Andre Rison, right? Andre Rison came from Atlanta, where he was catching 100 balls a year. He came to Cleveland, he had like 65, 70 catches. But that's like 100 catches.
Because that was the system.
But people kept questioning him to the point where he was getting irritated. And I think it's unfortunate that as a whole, we can't look at it and put it in its proper context.
We got draft season hitting us. Senior Bowl is next week. Why are you doing that, dude? Don't dismiss the Senior Bowl. Great. You're so mature. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
The people in the Senior Bowl are the people trying to either get drafted or move up a little bit, right?
Yep.
But the people that are already rated high don't do that stuff.
Not typically, but I believe Justin Herbert did the Senior Bowl one year. He got drafted pretty high, so it's not like it's never important.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of guys they want to get like a firsthand look before you get to the NFL draft. You know, you get time, especially with a certain team. So I do think it's looked upon as a pretty beneficial thing. I was reading today in the Palm Beach Post, Joe Shad was writing about Mason Taylor, Jason Taylor's son, who's going to be there, LSU tight end.
He's a senior already? Yikes.
Mel Kiper's third-rated tight end. I know. Well, time flies, dude. Mel Kiper rates him as a third tight end.
I think we know who's the first-rated tight end. The kid from Penn State?
Oh, look, dude, I'll find out. I was just looking to see where he was.
How about Arroyo?
I don't know. You're doing a hockey thing right now, dude. I did not have you playing me to ask all of the rankings of tight ends. I had the third tight end, and you came at me, and you're like, who's the seventh tight end?
No.
He's asking you questions like it's hockey questions right now.
You brought it up.
I have it. You want it?
Yeah.
Tyler Warren from Penn State, number one. Colston Loveland from Michigan is number two.
Yeah.
I do not see any Canes tight end in Mel Kiper's top 10.
Arroyo might not be a senior.
So.
Oh, but they might not look at him as a tight end. Maybe a tweener.
Yeah. Or maybe this is just me. Mel Kiper's sleep.
No. I don't think he's a senior. Yeah, Loveland was the top. That guy from Penn State is awesome.
Either way, Mel Kiper, he talked about the number one pick and does say that the Titans could still look to get a haul of picks for it. Here he was.
Based on what I've read and heard, and Adam Schefter came on with us yesterday and was echoing the same sentiments. They want picks. They want, and I've always been an advocate. I've said, hey, move down. I tried to learn when I was young from the great ones, and then Bill Walsh convinced me all along, and Jimmy Johnson. You got to get as many picks as you can. These great teams were built through the third through the seventh round, basically. And so they need to make moves if they can. But the problem is, who's going to give up a lot to go up and get a quarterback who's not the elite guy?
I mean, yeah, like they're everybody's saying, like, does anybody want to bite on these two QBs? Feels impossible. Like, no one's going to take these two, though. Like, they are talented. Maybe they're not looked upon as. But do you think that we're going to be in a situation where somebody lets them slide all the way down? I'll tell you, like, if we're going to do a situation. At 13, Leroy, what do we do? What if there's a giant slide?
You think? No. I think having two quarterbacks is great if that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the same offensive line, it don't matter.
If he gets to sit?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't have an offensive line. Get your offensive line, defensive line fixed, and then let's go.
All right. Here was Sean McVay. I know we're all waiting to hear what his future was and what his thoughts are on Matthew Stafford. Here's what he had to say on his old-ass quarterback.
I think sooner than later, being able to get that clarity, understand, clear, open, and honest communication. I think there's a lot of a love coming from our part. I think there's a lot of appreciation coming from his part as well. And, you know, I think a lot sooner than later, Jordan, is an ideal scenario.
All right. Better figure it out, Matthew.
He said a whole bunch of nothing.
He's saying that old man better hurry up. I ain't waiting.
Well, according to how it just works, you have until the draft.
Oh, what about Mac? What about Aaron Rodgers? What about Aaron Rodgers going to McVay? I could see that working.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Very similar quarterbacks.
Could see that working. We'll see. Someone's gonna take him. I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna take him. Take it. Listen, people take a chance on the old sometimes.
I wish it's Stefanski.
Oh, dude, I'm dying for it to be the Browns. I'm dying for it to be the Browns. That would be amazing.
Nope.
You can't just say nope like that. That you can't will that unless you're going to put in a word with who the hell's the owner over there?
Is it not Sean? It's
Dorsey? What the fuck? What the?
The Haslams.
The Haslams.
There it is. Haslam.
Ah, man. Anyway, that is the mixed bag. We'll take a break. Back after this.